بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد We continue our studies in الآداب الشرعية The legislative manners الآداب الرفيعة The upright الكريمة And lofty and noble And noble and good manners The manners of the legislation of Allah, the manners of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we have seen so far manners related to the parents and their great rights, and likewise to the relatives, and that it is the nearest and the nearest. And in our previous class, we have seen the great encouragement to especially be kind and nice to the female relatives and to the daughters and to the sisters. And now Al-Imam Al-Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala, he has another chapter, and we read Babu man da'a li sahibihi an akthir ma lahu wa waladahu. Bab man da'a li sahibihi an akthir ma lahu wa waladahu. This chapter here is entitled The Chapter of the One Who Supplicated for His Companion, that Allah will give him lots of money and lots of children. The chapter now about the one who supplicated for his companion, for his friend and companion, that Allah will give him lots of money and lots of children. If we remember, we know that beneficial statement of the scholars, they say, Fiqhu al-Bukhari fi tarajimihi, that the understanding of al-Bukhari is in his chapter titles. So what do you think the relationship of this chapter is with those chapters that have preceded? We've been talking about their relatives and talking about keeping ties of their relatives. And the nearest and the nearest. And now he mentions a narration about the one who supplicates for his companion, for money and for children. Let's read the narration. Al-Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned his chain of narration to Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. أنه قال he said دخلت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما وما هو إلا أنا وأمي وأم حرام وما هو إلا أنا وأمي وأم حرام خالتي he said I entered amongst the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم one day and there's nobody there except for me and my mom and أم حرام خالتي my aunt So here we have Anas radiallahu anhu. He's with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and nobody's there except for him and his mother. What's his mother's name? What is her kunya? What is she known by? Sulaim. Sulaim. Anas. She is known as Sulaim. Sulaim. And her sister is Haram. And that is the aunt of Anas, and they're all together, just them by themselves, with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, إِذْ دَخَلَ عَلَيْنَا And that this time the Prophet, he came to us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to us, فَقَالَ لَنَا And he said to us, أَلَا أُصَلِّ بِكُمْ Hey, should I not lead you in prayer? Should I not pray with you? Anas, he said, radiallahu anhu, وَذَاكَ فِي غَيْرِ وَقْتِ الصَّلَاةِ And this was not in the time of the prayer. He came to us, and it was just me and my mother and my aunt, and he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I not lead you all in prayer? Should I not lead you all in prayer? And this is not the time for the obligatory prayer. This is not the time for the obligatory prayer. So, actually the one who's narrating on Anas, his name is Thabit al-Bunani. His name is Thabit al-Bunani, and he's from the best of the narrators on Anas. And the people, they're asking Thabit now, they said, فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ فَأَيْنَ جَعَلَ أَنَسٍ مِنْهُ So where did he put Anas at? We have here the situation, there's only Anas and his mother and his aunt, two women, and they're together with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now Prophet Muhammad is going to lead them in prayer. So the people are like, where did Anas stand at? Where did the Prophet ﷺ make Anas stand at? فَقَالَ جَعَلَهُ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ He said he put him on his right side. He put him on his right side. ثُمَّ صَلَّ بِنَا And then he prayed with us. Anas, he says, and then he prayed with us. ثُمَّ دَعَى لَنَا أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ بِكُلِ خَيْرٍ مِنْ خَيْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ And then after he prayed with us, the Prophet ﷺ, he made dua for us and for our family, for all of the good of this life and the good of the hereafter. The Prophet ﷺ, he prayed with them, and then after that he made dua for them, for their and their family, for Anas and his mother and his aunt and their family. He made dua for them and for all of the good of this life and for all of the good of the hereafter. At this time, he says, radiallahu anhu, faqalat ummi. Now my mom, she says, ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, khuwaydimuka, Anas, ud'u Allah lahu, khuwaydimuka. Khuwayd, your little servant boy, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your little servant boy, Anas, make dua for him. Make dua for him specially. Your little servant boy, didn't say your servant. You know, your little servant boy, that little boy who serves you, khuwaydimuka Anas, radiallahu anhu, udu Allah lahu. Make dua to Allah for him. Supplicate to Allah for him. He said, radiallahu anhu, fada'a li bi kulli khayrin. Wa kana fi akhiri du'aihi an qala, Allahumma akthir malahu wa waradahu wa barik lahu. And he said, at this time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made dua for me, and he asked for all of the good. And the last thing he said in his dua, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is, "Oh Allah, give him lots of wealth and lots of children, and bless him, and bless him. Oh Allah, give him lots of wealth and lots of children, and bless him, and bless him." Here we see this beautiful narration of Anas radiallahu anhu with his mother and his aunt, praying with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we have to keep in mind the intent of Al-Bukhari in mentioning this narration, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and this chapter in this manner. And we have been discussing the rights of the relatives specifically. And we see that Anas and the likes, they actually have a tie of relatives to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they have a link to him from Bani Najjar. But in any case, Al-Bukhari, he says, the chapter of the one who supplicated for his companion. So if this is the case, that a companion, he will supplicate for his companion, and the friends, they'll supplicate one for the other, then how about family members? Then how about family members? Family members have more right to supplicate for them. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is supplicating for his companions, if he's supplicating for his companions sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then for the family members, even more right. So if we're supposed to supplicate for our friends and our companions, then even more, we're supposed to supplicate for our mothers and our fathers and our brothers and our sisters and our aunts and our uncles and the likes, for our relatives and our family members. For our relatives and our family members. We see here, there are many benefits in this narration from them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to them and he asked them if he can lead them in prayer. And this is from his good manners. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't just come to their house and say, come on, let's pray. He said, Ala usalli bikum? Should I not pray with you? Should I not lead you in prayer? Can I lead you in prayer? And they all prayed together. But Anas, he said, وَذَلِكِ فِي غَيْرِ وَقْتِ الصَّلَاةِ But this is not at the time of prayer, the obligatory prayer. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's visiting them. And he's praying with them in order to teach them how to pray. He's showing them by example, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Should I not pray with you? And so that you can watch me and see how I pray, and you can follow me and pray like me, especially since sometimes maybe Sulaim or Haram, they will not be able to see up close the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prays, and so on and so forth. So he came and he taught them by example, and he led them in prayer, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so they can see how he prays. Also, we benefit from this narration, great benefits, and that is where the people stand whenever they pray with the imam. And if one man prays with another person, two people are praying together, if two men, a man and a boy, any two males are praying together, they will stand foot to foot, side to side. And the one who is praying along with the imam, or the one who is leading the prayer, he will stand on his right side. He will stand on his right side. So therefore, if a father is leading his son in prayer, he will not have him stand on the left side. He will not have the boy stand on the left side. Or if two brothers are going to pray together alone, and one of them is the imam, the one who is praying beside the imam, he will stand on the right side, not the left side. And he will stand foot to foot with him and heel to heel. And the imam, he will not be in front of him whatsoever. Rather, they will be side to side. And this also has been clarified in a narration by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that one time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he prayed the night prayer, and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he came and got up real fast and stood on his left side, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam grabbed him by his head and pushed him around his back onto his right side, right next to him. Right next to him. So therefore, when two people pray together, two brothers, then one will lead the prayer and the other one will stand on the right side directly, not in front of him nor behind him. Not in front of him nor behind him. And also the women, whenever they pray along with the men, we see where they will stand. They will stand behind the men. They will stand behind the men. And it has come in other narrations. It will come in other narrations that Anas, he mentioned that he put the women behind them. That he put the women behind them. It has come in Bukhari and Muslim, this story. And another situation similar to this with Anas also, radiallahu anhu, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he put the women behind them. He put the women behind them. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is the issue here. Also, we see that it's permissible to make dua for somebody to have lots of wealth and to have lots of money and to have lots of children, and also to make dua for them to have blessing and goodness. This is okay. The Sulaim, she said, make dua for Anas. Khuwaydimuka Anas. Du'udu'u lahu ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So at this time, the Prophet, he made dua for him, and he asked for Anas to have lots of money and have lots of children, and also to have lots of blessing. In some of the narrations, it's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua for him to have a long life, and also that he made dua for him to enter paradise. Oh Allah, admit him into paradise. All of these supplications have come from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for Anas specifically. For Anas specifically. Likewise, we see here from the benefits is that Sulaim, she said, Khuwaydimuka. Al-Khuwaydim. Al-Khuwaydim is the ism tasghir. You say khadim, your servant. Khadimuka, your servant. But she didn't say your servant, she said your little servant. Your little servant. So sometimes whenever a person, he wants to be nice in the Arabic language like this, he will use this language and the likes. Instead of saying, Ya Abdullah, O slave of Allah, he will say, Ya Ubaid. Instead of saying Abd, you say Ubaid. Ubaid. And like this, it's not Salim, it's Sulaim. Sulaim, little Salim. Sulaim, little Salim. Like this. And this is a good way, and the likes, to make it tasghir, to be nice to people. Some people, they'll make the tasghir like this to talk bad about them. That also has come, but that's not nice. But it's nice to make the tasghir and to be nice and kind to the little people like this. Ya Ubaid. Ya Ubaid. Ya Sulaim. Naam. Ya Humaid. Ya Humaid. Humaid is a little bitty Hamid. Little Hamid. Little Hamid, yani Humaid. Like this. Like this. So this is from the good manners in talking to the children with and talking about the children likewise with mercy and with kindness and being nice to them. And this is also from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also we see it's allowed to talk about blessings. And you can say that to say Alhamdulillah, I have this blessing and that blessing, not out of arrogance, but out of praising Allah and thanking Allah. Alhamdulillah, Allah bless me with this and Allah bless me with that. And Allah give me a good lots of children, and Allah has increased my wealth. Alhamdulillah, it's a favor from Allah. This is something that's permissible. And this is something that allowed. And here Anas is telling the people that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him. And this is a great blessing and a great favor and a great special affair that is something specific to Anas, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made lots of dua for him whenever he was a little boy. Whenever he was a little boy. Today we want to learn something about this young man who grew up to be a great man, radiallahu anhu. And he is Anas ibn Malik. Anas ibn Malik ibn al-Nadr al-Ansari al-Khazraji. He is from the tribe of al-Khazraj, radiallahu anhu, and he is from the Ansar. He is from the Ansar, and he is from those who aided and helped the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam whenever he and his companions radiallahu anhum migrated to Al-Madina. His father Malik ibn Nadr, he left and he ran away and he died as a disbeliever, waliyadu billah. But Anas and his mother Sulaim, they were from the best of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Anas, he mentioned qadima an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam al-Madinata وأنا ابن عشر سنين وأنا وأنا ابن عشر سنين. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to Medina whenever I was 10 years old. Whenever I was 10 years old, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina whenever I was 10 years old. So when was Anas born then, if that's the case? Yani in the timeline of prophethood. In the third year after the Mab'ath. In the third year after the Mab'ath. Yani approximately like this. In the third year after the Mab'ath, Anas was born, radiallahu anhu, because he was 10 years old. He was 10 years old whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Al-Madina. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Al-Madina. And then whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina, all of the Ansar, they come running outside to meet the Prophet. They're waiting and waiting and waiting for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come. And then whenever the Prophet and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, they come to Medina and they're getting close, all of the Ansar, they rush outside. They're ready to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and greet him. Ah, Muhammad is here. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's made it. And they're all happy like this. And Sulaim, she brings Anas and she comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she says, Ya Rasulullah, hada Anasun gulamun yakhdimuka. He said, this is Anas, he's a little boy, he's gonna serve you. I'm gonna leave him with you. He's gonna be your servant and help you and do whatever you want. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qabilahu. And the Prophet accepted him and said, okay, he can be my servant. Okay, leave him with me. Leave him with me. So therefore the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a young boy serving him the whole time he was in Medina. Anas ibn Malik, he was 10 years old and he spent 10 years with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam right by his side in Medina, serving him and taking care of him and helping him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave him a kunya. He gave him a kunya and he called him Abu Hamza. Abu Hamza. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever Anas was a little boy, he gave him a kunya, and his kunya was Hamza. Called him Abu Hamza. Huh? So we see from this that from the good way and from the sunnah is to even give the kids a kunya before they're even old. Before they're even old, meaning they don't even have a wife or a husband, so of course they don't have any kids, but you give them a kunya. And a good kunya that has a good meaning, and that is something that's beneficial for them, and you call them by that, and you be nice to them, and the likes. Do you know what Hamza is? Hamza. What does Hamza mean? With a ha-ha. Hamza. Hamza is an asid. Hamza is a name for a lion. It's a name for a lion. Yeah, Abu Hamza. He's like, Hamza means a lion. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's a little boy, but he's calling him, you know, yeah, Abu Hamza, like this. And also the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loved Anas a lot. And he used to joke with Anas sometimes. And he used to call him, joking with him. He would say, yeah, thal udhunayn. Yeah, thal udhunayn. Yani sahib al-udhunayn. Yani he would, because maybe, wallahu alam, sometimes when kids are little, maybe they have their ears will poke out a little bit sometimes. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, oh, two ears. Come over here, two ears. Yani the one with two ears. Yani he's joking with him like this. Yani, oh, come over here, ears. And he called him, yeah, thal udunain. Yani the one with the ears. Like this, he's teasing with him and joking with him. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this supplication has also come in Bukhari and Muslim. And Sulaim, she said, Ya Rasulullah, this is your servant Anas. Made to offer him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allahumma akthir malahu wa waladuhu wa barik lahu fima a'taytahu. Allah, give him lots of money and lots of children and bless and make much goodness in everything you have given him. And everything you have given him. And in one wording, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said for Anas, Allahumma akthir malahu wa waladahu wa adkhilhu al-jannah. Oh Allah, give him lots of money and lots of wealth and admit him into paradise. And admit him into paradise. So what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam make dua for him? To have lots of money. To have lots of wealth. And to have lots of children. And to enter paradise. In some wordings, and bless him what you have given him. In some wordings, to give him a long life. Anas radiallahu anhu, he died in the year 93. After the hijrah. 93 years after the hijrah. So he was how old when he died, approximately? He was 10 on the hijrah. So he died and he was 103 years old, approximately. Radiallahu anhu. So he lived a long life. Even mentioned about him that he said one time, he said, I've been alive so long, I'm shy to see the people. they're so little and they're growing all the way up and now they're old and I'm still here and people are coming and going and I'm still here. He said, I'm shy to even look at the people. I'm getting so old and I've been here so long. radiallahu anhu. Also, Anas, you know what he said about his wealth and his children? He said that I have buried from my own children 125 kids. I have buried from my own children, not including my grandchildren, 125. He buried them in his life. In his life. He had many children. He had many children. And he said about the land that he owned, he says that his land, his crops, it gave fruits two times a year. It would produce harvest two times a year. Most people, they get harvest one time a year. And his land, his crops and his fruits, they come two times a year. And so he had lots of money. He had lots of money, radiallahu anhu, and he had lots of children. Just like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua for him for. You know what Anas, he said? He said, verily, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made these supplications for me, and I've seen two of them in my lifetime, and I'm hoping for the third. He said, I have seen two of them, and they make, oh Allah, give Anas lots of money and lots of children and admit him into paradise. He said, I've seen two of them so far, and I really hope I'm going to get the third one. Yani hoping that he is going to enter paradise, radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anhu. Anas ibn Malik, and he even was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Battle of Badr. What? In the Battle of Badr. How old was he then? Oh, we haven't got there yet, huh? He was 12. He was about 12 years old. Inshallah, we haven't come to this part in our seerah class. But he was about 12 at that time. So he's not old enough to fight. So he's not considered from those who fought with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Badr. But because he was so close to the Prophet and he was a servant, he even went with him then and he was serving him evil in the Battle of Badr. He was not allowed to fight, but he was there to serve the Prophet and bring things for him and get things for him and the likes like this. So Anas ibn Malik and radiallahu anhu, he was with the Prophet for many of his events. And whenever he got older, he even went on the battles with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he participated in eight of them. He participated in eight of the battles with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever he got older. You know what Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said about Anas ibn Malik? Radiallahu anhu, he says, ما رأيت أحدا أشبه صلاة برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من ابن أم سليم. He said, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, I never seen anybody resemble the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their prayer more than Anas ibn Malik. more than Anas ibn Malik. And now, Abu Huraira, he's seen many of the companions, but the one who, whenever he looked at him praying, his prayer was like the Prophet's prayer, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, exactly the closest. He said it was Anas ibn Malik. It was Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. And this is because Anas, he was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time, watching him and examining him. And he knows how he used to pray. Even he came to his house and showed him how to pray. So in this narration that we see right here, alhamdulillah. Also, there was another man who said something good about the prayer of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. His name is Anas ibn Sirin. Who's that? Anas ibn Sirin. Who is he? He has a brother. What's his brother's name? Anas ibn Sirin. Muhammad ibn Sirin. Ahsanti, ahsanti. MashaAllah. Allahu Akbar Jabir. Yeah, Muhammad ibn Sirin. Muhammad ibn Sirin. Muhammad ibn Sirin, his father Sirin, was one of the captives. And he was captured in one of the conquests of the Muslims. And he was a slave for Anas. And then Anas set him free and he accepted Islam. And Sirin, he had many children. From them he had Muhammad. And from them he had Anas. And from them he had Hafsa. And at one time he was a slave, and then next to him he accepts Islam, and then he said free, and now he names all of his kids the names of the family of the Prophet and the companions of the Prophet. Muhammad, he named one of his children Muhammad. He named the other child Anas. He has a daughter named Hafsa, and he has many other children likewise. And then you see, this is the benefits that he was captured, and he was taken captive. And the Muslims, they conquered that land. And then those people who opposed and the likes of them, they became slaves. But from that, they became Muslims. They're the best of the Muslims. The best of the Muslims. And they were set free. And they were set free. So Islam doesn't want to imprison people, but rather they will set them free. Free to be slaves of Allah and not slaves of the creation. In any case, Anas ibn Sirin here. Anas ibn Sirin, he said about Anas ibn Malik, he said, "كان أنس بن مالك أحسن الناس صلاة في الحضر والسفر." He said, "Anas ibn Malik, he prayed better than everybody, whenever he was in a resident and whenever he's traveling. He prayed the best. He had the best prayer. He had the best prayer whenever he is a resident and whenever he's traveling. He was known, radiyallahu anhu, to take care of his prayer and to pray good, to take care of his prayer." And to pray good, radiyallahu anhu. And he went to Basra after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He traveled through the lands and he went to Basra. And he lived there for a long time. And he taught the sunnah. And he spread the narrations and the deen there. And he died there in the year 93, radiyallahu anhu. And there is one last thing that we mentioned about Anas ibn Malik. And it is one of those special traits and characteristics that he shares with six other companions. So how many companions are we talking about? It's a special trait and characteristic Anas he shares with six more. So there's seven of them. Seven of them total who have this great, great characteristic from the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What are we talking about? Anybody know? Seven of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of thousands have a virtue that none of the other ones have. That none of the other ones have. Special. Ahsan Jabir, mashallah, most narrations. Allahu Akbar. Some people come to the classes after Maghrib too. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. They're called Al-Mukthiruna fi riwayah. Those who have the most narrations. Meaning that they're the companions who narrated more than 1,000 hadith. There are seven of them. And all of them narrated more than 1,000 hadith. And As-Suyuti, rahimahullah, he put their names in two lines of poetry. As-Suyuti, he died in the year 911. He has a great, great, great 1,000 lines of poetry called Alfiyatu Suyuti about Mustalah Hadith and the sciences of Hadith. In those lines of poetry, he says, Al-Mukthiruna fi riwayat al-Athar, Abu Hurayrata, Yalihi ibn Umar, Anasun wal-Bahru kal-Khudri, Wajabirun wa Zawjatu Nabi. We see. So he says, those who have the most narrations, al-mukthiruna, they're called al-mukthiruna fi riwayat al-athr, yani fi al-hadith. Al-mukthirun, meaning they narrated more than 1,000 narrations, all of them. But they're different, yani some of them more than others, but they have their narrations reached at least 1,000. And they are Abu Huraira, and Ibn Umar, and Anas, and Abdullah ibn Abbas, and Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, and Jabir ibn Abdullah, and Aisha radiallahu anha, radiallahu anha. These are the seven. So from them is our narrator now, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, and he narrated 2,286 hadith. 2,286 hadith on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we close with that. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.